Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the world, and welcome to Luke's English Podcast. My name is Luke. This is my podcast. Welcome to it. I hope that you're well in whatever part of the world you are, whatever you're doing. I often start podcast episodes like this by sort of saying the same thing, but it's kind of a habit. It allows me to just sort of get started. So if I just say the same thing at the beginning of each episode, I've just got started, and then I can just kind of carry on. Because when I'm doing this, I have to kind of keep talking to make it engaging. I can't stop and think. You know, I can't just sort of stop, and because then you're just listening to kind of the air, aren't you? I mean, you might as well not be listening to something if I just stop for any length of time. In fact, I believe on the radio, if you're a DJ, if you stop and you don't broadcast anything for kind of a fairly long period of time, you will lose your job, because it's your job to keep talking so that there is stuff constantly coming out of the speakers into the faces and the ears of listeners, right? So that's kind of my job. I've just got to keep talking. Now, you might hear noises from time to time, like the noise which you might have just heard there, although it was a bit muffled because I had my hand over it. But I've got my mobile phone here in my hand. The reason for that is, I'll explain that in a moment. I'm going to use my mobile in this episode, basically. And I thought it might be interesting, because I'm getting so much activity now on my phone from messages in various ways. I thought it might be interesting to kind of have the phone with me while I record a podcast, so that you can hear it beep and bleep and stuff, and then I'll have a look at why it's beeping. So I've just this moment received a message on Twitter, and okay, all right, so right, just a few moments ago, I had my dinner, right, and I was cooking kind of pasta dish with chili. So I chopped up the red chili and then put the, you know, cooked the chili in some olive oil. But of course, I got the chili all over my fingers, and then just after I'd finished eating, I rubbed my eye because I had an itchy eye. So I rubbed my eye with my finger, and of course, I put loads of chili into my eye, and I had an incredibly painful eye. Like, ah, you know, I put loads of chili in my eye, so my eye was really painful. For some reason, I decided it would be a good idea to then tweet that I've just rubbed chili into my eye. Don't ask me why I thought that was a good idea, but I just thought I'd let everybody know that I've just rubbed chili into my eye, maybe as a way to elicit some sympathy from the people of the world. And the first response I got was let me just launch Twitter on my phone here. Cian Chris responded to me by saying, "I hate chili, but I live in chili," which is ironic, isn't it? I don't know if, you know, people who live in chili also have to like eating chili. I don't know if that's a requirement of being from chili, that you also have to enjoy eating chili. I don't know. But I responded to him by saying, do you ever feel chili, you know, like on a cold day? Which is obviously a hilarious response. And then he's just responded back to me saying, "I'd prefer to be chilling than melting. We're in the warmest summer in almost 100 years. Wow." So I don't know how hot it is over there in Chile at the moment, Chris, but it sounds like you might be boiling. So good luck with that. I hope you survive. Maybe just sort of, yeah, avoid chili, because it being so hot and spicy might not help you deal with the heat over there. Although apparently, if you eat spicy food when it's very hot, that can actually help you to cool down, because you eat the spicy food, that makes you sweat because it's so spicy, and then when you sweat, obviously the sweat on your skin helps you to cool down. So ironically, eating very hot, spicy food can actually make you cool down. And I think that's one of the reasons why in a lot of hot countries, like in India, they like to eat chili and spicy food because it kind of makes you sweat a little bit, and that then allows you to cool down. So maybe Chris, I think your name's Chris, I'm not sure, to be honest. It's difficult to tell when you're using Twitter what someone's real name is. But Chris in Chile, maybe you should, you know, think about starting to eat some chili there. Might help you to cool down, right? So anyway, in this episode, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the alphabet, A to Z. Now, I expect you already know the alphabet. It's probably one of the first things you learnt. When I was teaching children in Japan, teaching them English, we spent quite a lot of time doing the alphabet. For some reason, it was very important. Well, of course it's important, because all the letters that we use to make words, you know, you've got to know what all those letters are. So the alphabet. But I'm not just going to teach you the alphabet, because I'm sure that you already know that. Instead, I'm going to go through the alphabet, and I'm just going to sort of talk about a word which starts with every letter of the alphabet. Why? Why not? Why not? We don't need to ask ourselves why in this situation. It's just a good chance for me to just talk to you. And it's just a framework for me to kind of talk and allow vocabulary and expressions to pop up. And also just to give you a chance to listen to me talking about nothing in particular. It seems that those episodes where I talk about nothing in particular, they seem to be quite popular. Even though I don't actually intend to teach you anything specific in the episodes, I'm just going to talk and talk and see what happens. So it's one of those free form dogma style podcasts where I just talk and we'll see what happens. We'll see what language pops up as we go. Now, the A to Z thing, that is actually something I do when I can't sleep, because, you know, sometimes from time to time I just can't sleep and I lie in my bed as the clock ticks away, and you know, it gets later and later, and I get so frustrated that I can't sleep. And so I start to do these things to hopefully make my mind just sort of distracted so that my body can fall asleep. And one of the things that I like to do is go through the alphabet. And I go through every letter and I think of a word for each letter. And normally I'll pick a topic. So the topic might be animals, for example. And then I have to go through the entire alphabet, naming an animal with every letter. Okay, so it'd be like A, aardvark, B, baboon, C, crocodile, D, duck, E, elephant, F, fish. You know, you get the idea, right? And just doing that in my head when I'm lying in bed, when I can't sleep, somehow it works, because my mind is like busy sort of doing something pointless, which stops my mind sort of running off in lots of different directions. It's a bit like meditating, because you just have to think of what the next word will be, and it stops your mind running away, thinking about all of the worries in your life and that kind of thing. You just end up focusing on something kind of pointless, and eventually you just fall asleep, right? So I thought I'd play that game now, but I'm not going to choose a topic. I'm just going to there's no topic, I'm just going to free form the expressions off the top of my head, right? Now, actually, just before recording this, I did make a list of words from A to Z, but I didn't spend a lot of time planning it, just so that I don't sit here kind of going, what's the next word, I wonder. Instead, I've actually come up with a list. It took me a few minutes, I just wrote a list of things from A to Z, and so what I'm going to do now is go through that list and just talk about each item in the alphabet, each word that I've come up with for every letter in the alphabet, okay? I've got a cup of tea with me, I've got my phone in my hand, because that's where I wrote all the words, and the phone might make some noises. So these are the rules, right? Here are the rules of the game. I have to go through the list from A to Z. I've got to kind of talk and reflect on each word that I've written in the list and just kind of, you know, talk about it, give my opinion on it or speculate about it or something like that. I'm allowed to take regular sips of tea and I am allowed to slurp. I know that it's a bit controversial if you slurp your tea. To be honest, I am a slurper. I do like to slurp my tea. Some people find that very rude and very annoying, but, you know, I don't care. I'm a slurper. You know, listen. Ah, that's good. I do like to slurp. I think probably if you look at, like, etiquette and manners and so on, that's probably very rude, what I've just done there. Okay, so boys and girls out there, if you're learning how to drink a cup of tea in the correct way, don't do what I do, okay? Do what I say, don't do what I do, don't slurp. You should probably try and drink your tea properly. I can't drink tea without slurping because I feel like I'm going to burn my lips. You know, I'm going to try and drink my tea now without slurping and we'll see what happens. Whoa, it's exciting. It's like an adrenaline rush. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see if I can do it without slurping. Okay, here we go. Okay, all right, okay. I did slurp a little bit, I don't know if you heard that, but I basically managed it, but my top lip did get dangerously hot, I must say. So, slurp, don't slurp, it's up to you. I don't know if you find slurping rude. If you find it particularly rude, leave a message on the podcast and just tell me why you find it rude. And if no one leaves a message about slurping, I will assume that no one in the world, because everyone, of course, everyone in the world listens to this, that no one in the world finds slurping rude, and so I can just carry on slurping without worrying about it, okay? Right, so, got my phone in my hand, got my tea, I'm allowed to drink the tea, I'm allowed to slurp, because it's Luke's English podcast, I can do what I want, right? That's it, okay? That's basically it. Just before I start doing this A to Z thing, let me just give you an update on the competition which I launched in the last podcast. Now, briefly, the rules of the competition are, if you want to win this dictionary, which I received from Macmillan, very good dictionary it is too, if you want to do that, then you can send me like a short audio file, an MP3, something like that. Send that to me via email, luketeacher@hotmail.com. And the audio recording should be about 2 minutes long, although, to be honest, I've already received several recordings which are more than 2 minutes. But as they say, rules are made to be broken. So, you know, I don't really mind if it's a bit longer than 2 minutes. But, you know, don't send me a kind of half hour podcast or something, because it's just going to be too long. So try and keep it fairly short, about 2 minutes. I think I've received one which is about 5 minutes, one that was 3 minutes, a couple which were 2 minutes. So short recording. You should, in your recording, basically give me a response to one of my podcast episodes. I've already had someone send me a response about Steve Jobs. Someone else sent me a response about the recent episode where I talk about London, and a couple of other things. Send that to me, and then when I've collected all of the audio recordings, all the MP3s, I will then eventually put them all into a podcast, and you can listen and decide which one you like the best, and then you can kind of vote on it, okay? Now, there's a bit of a problem, which I hadn't really considered, and that is the idea that, okay, there's several problems with this. First of all, maybe people don't have the kind of technical facilities to record, you know, maybe they don't have the technical facilities to record a piece of audio. You know, not everybody has an Apple Mac or an MP3 recorder or something like that. So maybe, you know, a lot of people just can't do it. They don't know how to do it. They don't have the technology to do it. Oh, I just received a message on my phone. I'll come back to that. So maybe a lot of people can't do it. Second thing is, maybe a lot of my listeners, you know, they're learning English. Maybe they don't feel that confident about recording themselves talking about something and then sending it to me, and then knowing that the rest of the world, you know, because obviously the whole world listens to this, everyone, you know, the Queen, Barack Obama, you know, everyone, as far as I know. You know, what's his name? Kim Jong-il, his son. Il Jong Kim. I don't really know his name. He's the new leader of North Korea. He listens to this. He listens to it regularly because, frankly, his English is poor. He really needs to improve his English. I know that he listens to this because he sends me messages quite regularly. Doesn't send me any donations. No, even though he's the leader of North Korea, doesn't send me a donation. No, because, well, he's a bit of a dick, to be honest. But, yeah, the North Korean leader, he doesn't listen to this. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does listen to this. I doubt it somehow, but, you know, you never know. You never know. I know for sure, I'm pretty sure that no citizens of North Korea listen to Luke's English podcast, which is a pity, isn't it, really? Because they should be allowed to listen to Luke's English podcast, shouldn't they? But no, you know, Dick John Kim Duck, or whatever his name is, he says no, you're not allowed to do that. But he's a dick, isn't he? Don't you think, the leader of North Korea? What a asshole. Anyway, what was I talking about? So, a lot of people either don't, they can't do the recordings, or they don't really want to because they feel a bit self-conscious. And so, as a result, I'm not getting as many recordings as I expected. I expected to get slightly more than what I'm getting now. So, I've decided I'm going to make a change to the rules. Now, I'm Luke from Luke's English Podcast, right? So I can do what I want in this podcast. So I've decided to change the rules. Now, I do apologise if you've already sent me an audio file. But if you have done that, you know, well done to you, because you're brilliant, basically. And I've listened to a few which I found very entertaining. I really enjoyed listening to them. So thank you very much if you sent me audio recordings. And please do continue to send me audio recordings too. That you're very, very welcome to do that. But I will change the rules now, and I'm going to say, if you don't want to record your voice, and if you can't do that, then you can send me an email, okay? So just write an email to me in which you respond to one of the episodes of Luke's English Podcast, and that will be an entry to the competition. And what I will do is I will read your email out in a podcast, and that's your way of entering. Now, there are conditions, of course. There have to be some conditions. One of those conditions is, well, the only condition, no, one of those conditions is that you must, in your email, tell me that your email is your entry to the competition. So it must be something like competition entry, or, you know, the subject of the email should be competition. It should in some way tell me that it's a competition entry, because I get lots of emails. Some of them are entering the competition, some of them aren't, you know. So you've got to tell me that you're entering the competition, otherwise I won't read it out, okay? The other thing is, you've got to be happy for me to read your email out to all my listeners on the podcast. And the third thing is, it shouldn't be too long. Just think that I'm going to read your comments out. So try and keep it fairly brief. Say, let's say about 200 words or something. If it's like a massive novel, if it's The Lord of the Rings, or like the seventh Harry Potter book, then, you know, there's just not going to be enough time, is there? So J.K. Rowling, if you're out there, if you're listening, just, you know, keep it short, keep it simple, okay? Don't write another sort of seven novel marathon, okay? Okay, right, so that's it. I hope that's clear. I do tend to sort of ramble on quite a lot. But in brief, you can send me MP3s or you can send me emails, and you must tell me that it's a competition entry. You have to respond to an episode of Luke's English Podcast, and then I will read that out, and then listeners can vote on it, okay? Right, fair enough, fine. Okay, so, time for a bit of tea, I think. Lovely. Now, let's see. I just got another tweet on Twitter. And what is it? Andrea Alexa has said, ha ha ha, pay attention, Teacher Luke. So this is Andrea Alexa saying, pay attention, which is good advice, because I shouldn't really be sticking chili in my eyes It's not really advisable, is it? You shouldn't really do that. Okay, so let's get to this list of A to Z stuff, things, A to Z things, okay? So, let me just run through the alphabet, just in case you don't know it. It's a ridiculous idea, because of course you know it, but let me just run through it. Okay, ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay? Right, so let's start with A. And the first word that I've got here is action. Action. You know, like the beginning of a movie, you know, action. So action, I've decided to, I wrote that down because I'm fed up, basically, with kind of sitting on my arse, just not doing anything. I can't stand that. You know, I don't want to do that in my life. I want to do something. I want to achieve something, even though it's the evening and I'm a bit tired and, you know, I've got other things which, you know, I should be cleaning my kitchen or something, or I should, you know, like everyone else, I should just be sitting on the sofa watching TV. I don't want to do that. I want to do something. I feel like I want to achieve something. I don't know why it is exactly that I feel I want to achieve something. I'm just motivated in some way. I can't just sit there and do nothing. I have to do something, so I need some action. Maybe it's because of ambition, which is my next word beginning with A. Could be something to do with ambition. I think I might be ambitious, but in a sort of weird way. You know, I'm not really that career-oriented, I think. At least I haven't been. I think I'm starting to become career-oriented because I feel like I'm doing it myself in some way. Maybe doing the podcast is like my own way of building something of a life, some kind of professional life for myself. I don't know, but who knows? I would love it if the podcast took me in an interesting direction in my career, and it would be great, wouldn't it, if I could sort of do this kind of thing all the time and somehow get paid for it. I mean, that's a kind of an ambition of mine. In fact, originally my ambition, well, no, dream, maybe my dream was I'd love to have my own radio show. I think that would be a fantastic thing. And so doing a podcast like this, it's kind of a shortcut for me just having a radio show. And why not? So the next item on my list is business. Business, which kind of relates to what I've just said. Maybe I could turn this into a business. But the thing is about business, about a lot of businesses, is that their main motivation, in fact, I think most of the time, the number one motivation is profit, right? They just want to make money. And they don't care about the results. They don't care about how they go about making profit or what the consequences of this kind of insatiable thirst for profit are. In many cases, the results of this are that someone, somewhere on the other side of the world, not in your back garden maybe, but somewhere on the other side of the world, someone may be suffering as a result of the fact that you as a business is squeezing as much money out of the world as possible. It's, you know, there is, I believe in some sense of natural balance, that if you take money for nothing from one place, that someone on the other side who needs that money is going to suffer as a result. And so this is the problem with business, perhaps, that there's this sense that squeezing profit from things, when you get more than you need, someone out there is getting less than they need. So I'm slightly uneasy with the prospect of going into business. I don't know if it's possible to kind of do business and also help at the same time. I'm sure that there are businesses out there that do something like that. But anyway, I'm slightly uneasy with the idea. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this free podcast. Although, of course, you're welcome to send me donations, because that's kind of all right. You know, you're just choosing to sort of give me money to help, just help the process. Because, you know, Podomatic, the internet company who provide this web space for me, they're getting something. They're getting my money every month. You, the listeners, you're getting something. You're getting these podcasts, right? This opportunity to kind of develop your English. So you're getting that, and the Podomatic are getting my money. And what am I getting? Well, I suppose I'm getting some sense of achievement from doing these. But it would be nice to get some kind of kickback as a result of that. The next thing on my list is another B word, and that's Batman. Slightly random, maybe, you might say. Not really related to the previous word, but Batman it is. why did I write Batman? Well, isn't he the most popular superhero? It's probably somewhere between Batman and Spider-Man, I'd say. I think in terms of popularity, when I was a kid, certainly Spider-Man was the best. He was just cool, the way he could sort of leap around, and he used webs, and he had spider sense and stuff. I think Spider-Man was my favourite when I was a kid. But then when you start to grow up a bit, Batman becomes more interesting. He's more mysterious. Also, he's just a person. He doesn't have any superhuman skills. He's actually just a guy who's got lots of technology. And also, Batman is he's actually slightly mad, you know? He's a dangerous guy. And he always has a slightly kind of sketchy relationship with the police, for example, and the law. Because is Batman a criminal? Is he a dangerous psychopath? Or is he actually helping? We don't really know, I suppose. And that's one of the interesting things about Batman, is that he fights crime, but he's also a criminal himself to an extent. A vigilante, right? There's a new Batman film coming out. I believe it's called The Dark Knight Rises, and lots of people on the internet are getting very excited about it. I wonder if it's really going to be that good. I quite like the new Batman films. You know, the Batman Begins. What was the other one called? The Dark Knight. Yeah, I quite like those films. But to be honest, I find them a little bit pretentious, and they take themselves a bit too seriously. I think how serious really can you be with a movie in which the main character dresses up like a bat? I mean, come on, how seriously can you really take that guy? You know, he dresses like a bat. He's in a bat costume. Do we really have to take him seriously? I actually preferred the old films with Michael Keaton, particularly the first one with Jack Nicholson as the Joker. I just enjoyed them because they had a bit more of a sense of humour about them. The new Batman films are just very earnest, and they take themselves incredibly seriously. There's a general lack of humour in them. Although, actually, in the last one, The Dark Knight, we did have, what was his name? Heath Ledger as the Joker, and he was really good fun. Great performance, and very sad that he's no longer with us, of course, because he sadly died after he made that film, rather than before. He couldn't have died before he made the film, could he? That would have been an amazing performance, I think. Possibly a bit wooden, but it would have been incredible if he really had performed as the Joker after he died. I don't know how he would have done that. I think they should have created some kind of award for him. But anyway, next thing on my list is comedy. Now, I bang on about comedy all the time. I'm a bit of a comedy addict, I should say, really. And I've probably talked about comedy too much. I could talk about it until the cows come home, quite frankly. And we already know, if you talk about comedy too much, then in the end, it's not funny anymore, is it? So I'm just going to move on. I'm going to move on to the next item in the list, and that's destruction. Destruction. Why did I write destruction down? I don't know, it's just the first thing that came into my head. You've got to remember that when I wrote this list, it was really just whatever comes into my head. Just think of a word that begins with that letter and write it down. So destruction. I think probably there's some sort of... It's quite fun, isn't it, really, to destroy things. I know it's really bad that we're supposed to always create things, and that somehow creating things is positive and destroying things is negative. But actually, it's not as simple as that. It's not that simple, because if you just... if creating things is just good and destroying things is just bad, well, then that would mean that... If we just followed that to its logical conclusion, that means creating anything, regardless of what it is good. But we all know that sometimes when you create something, you create something bad, don't you? You can create a nuclear bomb, or you can create, Hitler or something like that. You can create some terrible... You can create a new disease that's not necessarily good. And destruction can be good as well. You know, if you think about it... Let's see, let me think of a good example of destruction. Well, if you've got... I can't think of a good example of destruction. But I know that in order to give things a chance to be new, to be fresh, you have to kind of destroy the old things. You need to destroy the things which which don't work anymore, destroy them, get them out, and then that gives, that creates more space for the new life to exist. So anyway, destruction is a very serious word. Okay, the next item on my list is the word deserve. Deserve. So that's like, you know, you deserve it. Well done. There's actually a lot of comments on my Facebook page when I say things like, oh, I just got 4,000 downloads today. People say, well done, Luke, you really deserve it. So thanks a lot. I really appreciate those comments. They make me feel really good about myself. So perhaps I do deserve it. But, you know, I guess you get what you deserve. That's what people say. I don't. Is that true? Do you get what you deserve? A lot of people get things that they don't deserve. You know, some children grow into families and they just get everything they want, even though they behave really badly. Some children always get everything they want. Do they deserve it? Well, maybe not. Some kids are born into terrible lives and, you know, they just get nothing but pain and suffering. Do they deserve that? Well, certainly no more than the kid in the rich family does. It's just the way the world is. You just, you know, right place, right time. Do we really always get what we deserve? Maybe we just get what we really work for. You know, I believe that. I think that you don't get what you deserve. You get what you push for. If you want something, you've got to get it. So destruction, deserve. Oh, I've got another word here, actually. Dogs. Dogs. That, again, first word that came into my mind. Dogs. Dogs and cats. They're the most popular pets in the UK, dogs and cats. And either you're a dog person or you're a cat person. I don't mean that in a sort of superhero way. It's not like you're a dog man or cat man. But basically, either you like dogs or you like cats. And so most people are in one of those two categories. I'm more of a cat person myself, although I realise, you know, they do have their downsides. The good things about dogs, of course, is that they're very, they're very faithful, right? They're man's best friend and woman's best friend as well, I imagine. But they say that a dog is a man's best friend. Is a dog really a man's best friend? Surely another man or a woman is man's best friend. I mean, you know, at a wedding, typically you have the groom and you have the bride, and then the groom's best friend is his best man. And when was the last time you saw, like, a dog in a tuxedo at a wedding? Never, as far as I am aware. So they say that dog is a man's best friend, but it's simply not true, is it? Because, you know, Dave is a man's best friend, more likely. Cats, aren't they funny creatures? You know the amazing thing about YouTube? YouTube is like this incredible website which allows users to upload videos, and basically any video now which has ever been broadcast, people have recorded them, they've captured them, they've re-uploaded them onto YouTube. Massive intellectual property violations all over the place, of course. But, you know, if you want to see something on video, type it into YouTube. You can probably see it. There are all kinds of things now which you can see on YouTube. The history of recorded stuff, you can see it on YouTube. And what's the most popular stuff that people watch? It's cats falling over. Isn't that amazing? It just shows how much we love cats and how funny they are. Cats and dogs. You know, you can just talk forever about the differences between cats and dogs. Just go to any stand-up comedy show and there's bound to be someone who talks about the amusing differences between cats and dogs. Like, normally, it's the idea that, you know, dogs are always keen for your attention. You know, the dog wants to talk to you, or the dog wants to kind of play with you. Dog wants you to throw a stick so it can run away and go and collect the stick for you. Right. So, you know, dogs are like keen, aren't they? They're great. I feel like sometimes dogs basically just want to they want to talk to you, you know, or we assume because they're so keen that they somehow understand us. How many dog owners do you know who talk to their dogs? and imagine that the dogs understand exactly what they mean. You know, the dogs, you know, the owner will say to them, "Hello, dog. Hello, Fido. How are you doing?" And I'll say, no, bad dog. No, don't jump up on the table. Don't jump up on the table and get a biscuit. No, bad dog." And the dog, all the dog is hearing there is, "Remember, Fido. Remember, you know, remember a biscuit. Remember, you know," it's mad. Whereas a cat, of course, they just couldn't care less, really, could they? They're just like, "Yeah, well, whatever, you know. You talk to me, I'm going to listen or not. I don't really care. In fact, I don't even really need to live here because, you know, I can fend for myself. So don't try and tell me what to do because I'm just hanging out here. I'm just dropping by. I'm just passing through. I'm just having a little nap because, you know, I can just go out there and eat mice if I want. I don't, you know, I just choose not to and stay here just because it's comfortable. But, you know, I don't need you." The hilarious difference between cats and dogs. And the next item on the list, beginning with E, is elephants. Elephants, yeah. Well, I suppose they're just big, really, aren't they? They're just sort of really big. Biggest, not the biggest animals, because that's the whale, isn't it? It's like your blue whale is the biggest animal. But the elephant, maybe on land, I think it's the biggest animal. And they say that an elephant never forgets anything. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they've tested elephants. They've given them like a memory test. You know, like where you put loads of objects on a table and then cover it all up. You know, you put loads of objects on a table, like, okay, banana, alarm clock, spoon, pencil, an English dictionary. You know, just put a bunch of things on a table and you can look at it for a minute. And then someone, you know, usually your dad, kind of covers it all up. And then you've got 1 minute to write everything down. Well, I imagine the elephant would be the best at that. You know, you sort of like put loads of stuff on a big elephant-sized table. So it'd be like, you know, an apple, banana. I know what typical things elephants have to deal with, like a bit of wood, a monkey, you know, some, I don't know, like some water, like a rock. You know, on a table, and you give the elephant a minute to have a look, and then cover it all up, and the elephant's got to write down a list of everything that was on that table. I expect the elephant would win. If it was like an elephant versus a giraffe and, let's say, another big animal, a rhino, clearly the elephant is going to win that competition, just purely because of its memory. I don't know how a rhino would actually hold a pen. But that's another question for another time. I'm not here to give answers to everything. You know, I don't need to do that. That's not my job. We'll talk to an anthropologist, or I don't know if that's the right word even. We'll talk to an animal expert about, you know, the ways in which a rhino could hold a pen. I think it's probably impossible. Maybe they could hold it in their teeth. But then again, you know, I don't think they have the kind of subtlety of movement to be able to write a legible list in biro. You know, he could probably hold the pen in its mouth, but then would you be able to actually read what it's written? And of course, there's that question of, you know, what language do rhinos speak? Because they might not write in English. They might have their own sort of complicated language. You know, of course I'm being stupid and ridiculous. Of course, rhinos, they can't write. They don't have language. And if they did, they certainly wouldn't waste their time playing a stupid memory game. But anyway, the next item on my list is eggs. Eggs. So, you know, those things that come out of the bottom of a chicken? We like to eat them, don't we? Eggs, yeah. What else? Why did I write eggs there? Again, just the first word that came into my mind. Eggs. Clever, though, aren't they? They're very clever things, eggs. Because the shape, you know? The shape of them, they're not round. They're egg-shaped. And they're that shape so that if they roll, they don't roll away. They kind of roll in a circle. So it's like if the egg falls out of the bird's nest, it doesn't just roll away down the hill. It kind of rolls around in a circle and comes back to the nest again. Pretty clever stuff. Clever, those chickens. They look stupid, don't they? You look at a chicken and think, that is a very stupid animal. You know, I don't think it would do very well in the memory test thing that I just mentioned. It just, it, it, you know, it would just look at you. It would look, you'd say, hey, chicken, you want to play a memory game? It's fun. It would just look at you like that for a moment. And there's nothing. It's just nothing in its head. I mean, it's got a tiny head. Imagine the size of its brain. It would be tiny. I mean, it's just pointless even talking to it, really. There is that ancient question. What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the chicken or the egg? And it's meant to be one of those unanswerable questions, but we know the answer to that, don't we? It's the egg. The egg came first. Why? Because dinosaurs laid eggs. Dinosaurs, of course, existed before chickens. So at some point, there was an egg before there was a chicken. So we know that the egg came before the chicken. Okay, done. Good. Next question. What's the next question? Well, actually, the next question is, what is the sound of one hand clapping? All right, what's the sound of one hand clapping? Now, that is a question that Buddhist monks are, even as I speak, Buddhist monks in Tibet, or wherever they are sitting, obviously most of them are sitting there listening to Luke's English podcast, but the ones that aren't listening to Luke's English podcast, you know, on a break or whatever, they're meditating, right? And one of the questions they might be meditating over is, what is the sound of one hand clapping, right? And it's meant to be a kind of another question that doesn't really have an answer, but you have to just sort of think of nothing. But I've got the answer of one hand clapping. It's this. Right, good. Next question. Easter. Yeah, Easter's coming up quite soon. And I've dealt with Easter before in previous episodes of the podcast. I talked to my dad about it. Easter's that festival where we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ by eating chocolate eggs, which obviously makes total sense, doesn't it? Next word on my list. I wonder how long this podcast is going to go on for. This is 40 minutes already, and I'm only up to F, so I'm going to have to speed up. F, French, both the language and the people, French and the French. French language, beautiful, beautiful language, and I'm actually trying to learn it at the moment. I'm taking French lessons once a week in a desperate attempt to learn French. It's very interesting being a student, being a language learner myself. It's a very interesting experience. I'm planning to do a podcast about learning French and my experiences as a learner of French in the future. You can look forward to that. The French as people, lovely people, as far as I can tell, all seem to be very nice. Although the English and the French do have a kind of history, they've got they do have a kind of rivalry, an ancient rivalry. We've had lots of fights and lots of wars and things in the past. At the moment, we seem to get on with each other okay, but in the past there was a bit of conflict there. Of course, we now have our kind of nicknames, our slightly rude nicknames that we have for each other. We, of course, call the French the frogs, because they eat frogs' legs. The French call us les roast beef, the roast beefs, because we eat roast beef now, okay? Now, which of those is the genuinely more offensive swear word? Well, it's not a swear word. Which of those is the genuinely more offensive nickname, I wonder? Well, let's see. The roast beefs, right, okay. Well, eating roast beef is actually pretty normal, isn't it, really? So it's not that offensive. Ah, you stupid roast beef. Well, yeah, I do eat roast beef, and in fact, so do you, mate. But eating a frog is a bit weird, isn't it? You know, eating a frog. And apparently it just tastes like chicken. So, you know, that just sort of begs the question, why bother to eat your chicken in the frog form? Why not just eat a chicken, right? You know, they're easier to catch, you get more meat from them. They also lay delicious eggs. Anyway, just a bit of fun there. I'm just making fun of the French there. Moving on to the next letter, and it's G. And my next word is Germany. Let's see, Germany. Well, you know, they... I suppose I should mention Paco. Remember a few podcasts ago, I interviewed Paco Earhart from Germany, the comedian. Well, I can give you a little update for him. if you like. He went to Edinburgh with his show, The Five-Step Guide to Being German, and he was a big success. He got lots of really great reviews. He's doing very well. He's currently now in Australia, touring with his show, The Five-Step Guide to Being German, and he's doing really well. He's getting great reviews everywhere. So I expect he's going to have a very good future as a comedian, and so he should. He deserves it because he's been working very, very hard as a performer. And I'm glad that I got the chance to catch him and to interview him because he's a very interesting guy. So next is Greece. Well, Greece, you know, I do mean the country, not the kind of oily stuff that you get on English breakfasts. But no, the country, Greece. Well, I suppose the only thing you can say about Greece at the moment is, unfortunately, all of this, the political problems. I'm not going to go into all the politics now. I just don't feel like talking about politics. But I wonder what's going to happen. What's going to happen with Greece? What's going to happen with Europe? We'll see. We'll just have to see. One thing I do know, beautiful place, particularly in the islands and stuff. I went there last year on holiday briefly. One of my friends got married in Greece. Beautiful wedding, beautiful island, Zakynthos it was. Absolutely beautiful place. Lovely. It's just a pity the economy is such a disaster. Next word is, beginning with G, is gravy. Gravy. And the only reason I wrote that down is because, well, first of all, I quite like the sound of the word gravy. But this is like that sauce that us English people love to pour all over our food. So if you have a Sunday roast, you'll have your roast beef. Yeah, thanks, French people. Yes, you'll have roast beef and a few vegetables like your roast potatoes, roast carrots and some other stuff. And then you pour loads of lovely brown kind of sauce all over it. Gravy. Mmm, lovely, delicious. I'm just going to move on to the next word here, and that's hamburgers. We all love hamburgers, don't we? Don't we? Don't we love hamburgers? Everyone does, it seems. Certainly has helped McDonald's with their sales of hamburgers. Everyone just loves tasty hamburger. Mmm, nothing like it. Nothing like a good hamburger, right? Even a bad hamburger is quite good. That's it. That's all I have to say on the subject of hamburgers. So health is the next word. And, well, health, gosh. I think it may be the most important thing. You know, it's one of those things that sort of English people say, well, you know, at least you've got your health. That's when something bad happens to you, but you're still healthy. So, well, you know, never mind. You lost £1 million, but at least you got your health. Let's see. Next word beginning with H is Hicks. Hicks. Bill Hicks, as a matter of fact. Now, you probably don't know who Bill Hicks is, but he's kind of a hero of mine. He's a stand-up comedian from America who, unfortunately, is now dead. I'm not going to finish that sentence. I just decided not to. But anyway, Bill Hicks, great stand-up comedian. You should check him out. The fact is that he was American, but he was kind of anti-American. You know, he didn't believe in a lot of American foreign policy or the fact that many middle Americans seem to be kind of a bit uneducated and stuff. And he made some really funny jokes about the war in Iraq and about American culture and American life. And just a fantastic, hilarious comedian. And it's just a pity that he's not with us anymore. Next H is holidays, something we all love. And in fact, something I'm going to go on next week. I'm going on holiday. I'm going skiing. With my girlfriend. So you won't hear from me for a while because I'll be sort of sliding down a mountain somewhere in the Alps, I think. And if you never hear from me again, then it means that I fell off that mountain and probably landed on my mouth or something, so I couldn't record any more episodes of the podcast. We're into the letter I now, and I need to hurry up. Ice cream. Well, you know how much I love ice cream. And is it the answer to the world's problems? Well, probably not. But it's certainly delicious, isn't it? Oh, yes. And you know what I really love? I think it's called affogato. And I've probably pronounced that wrong. But this is an Italian thing. And it's very simple. But boy, is it delicious. And what it is you get some vanilla ice cream in a bowl or in a long glass, and then you pour in a shot of espresso coffee. That's good. That is really good. The coffee melts the ice cream and it all combines together to create a kind of lovely, creamy, coffee-y, drinky kind of desserty thing. Oh, it's good. And it's so easy to make. Just scoop out some vanilla ice cream, whack it into a glass, make your espresso coffee, whack that into the glass with the ice cream, and it's party time, basically. Oh, yeah. So if you haven't tried one of those, like if you're in Japan and you don't know what an affogato is, do it, okay? I've told you how to do it. Now go out there, do it, enjoy it. Your life will never be the same again once you've tried that. Trust me, it's a life changer. It's a life-changing experience. It's bloody delicious. Okay, and the next item on the list with beginning with I is igloo. Igloo. It's still on the kind of ice snow theme. Ice, you know, snow, ice cream, igloo. An igloo is like a house made by Eskimos, and it's a house made of snow. Right, I've never really understood the logic of that. If you imagine, you're out there in the snow, it's like, oh God, there's snow everywhere, it's freezing, what are we going to do? Let's make a house. Okay, what are we going to make the house out of? I don't know, snow? Isn't that going to be a little bit cold? No, it's not, because of physics. Like, ah, right, I see, physics. Yeah, well, physics actually means that even though your house is made of snow, it's actually quite warm inside because the snow keeps the heat in. Isn't that amazing? You can actually make a house out of snow and somehow it's like warmer in the house than it is outside, even though it's all made of snow. Physics is amazing. I think you can actually make a... I don't know, I'm not an expert on igloos, I'll be honest with you. You know, I didn't do igloo studies at university. I don't know that much about ice, you know? But I think there are, like... But it is something to do with insulation. It kind of insulates, it keeps the warm air inside. And you can make a fire in the middle of an igloo. And all the fire, you know, the heat rises. Well, not the heat. The heat kind of stays within inside the igloo, even though it doesn't melt. I don't know. I don't understand it. I'm confused by igloos. That's why I wrote it down, I think. I just don't get it. How can you make a house out of ice and it be warm inside without the whole thing melting? I don't get it. If someone knows about, if there are any Eskimos listening to this podcast, please send me a comment or something. Just tell me how it works, because I don't get it. Okay, I mean in England, I don't know. I just don't know. So please tell me. Please someone explain how igloos. Just explain the whole igloo thing. Right. Next thing is the iPad. I've talked about this before. The iPhone, the iPad. Brilliant, aren't they? Well, the iPad 3 was released, I think, this week, and it's insane. Like people were queuing up for hours, like maybe all night, just to get one of these things. And you know, it's not that much better than the previous one. Maybe the graphics are a little bit better. You know, it runs a bit faster. It does things slightly better than the last one. But is it worth staying up all night, standing out in the street to get one? Come on. Think about it. Really, stay at home. Read a book or something. Just wait a couple of weeks before you get it. I mean, again, it just shows how amazing Apple are as a marketing force, that they have managed to convince people that it's worth sort of staying up all night in probably quite cold conditions in order to get your hands on an iPad. I mean, come on, we don't need them that much, do we? Get your priorities right. Next item is J, and that's James. That's my brother James. That's the next. My brother James. Some people have been asking me about James, sending me messages like, "What about your brother? What does he do? And who is he? And can I meet him? Can I have a date with him?" And stuff like that. And so one of these days I'll get round to doing a podcast all about James, and I'll ask him lots of deep, sort of deeply invasive personal questions, which he probably won't really want to answer. And I will put a photo of him on the website. You'll be able to see just how, well, how either ugly or beautiful you consider him to be. It's all a matter of opinion, isn't it? Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. That means that, you know, real beauty can only be assessed by the person seeing it. And so beauty is a purely subjective thing. So you might consider him to be beautiful, or you might consider him, like most of us do, to be a bit of a weird freak. So next item on the list is Jimi Hendrix, and I only wrote that down because I think he's a good guitarist. So if you don't know who Jimi Hendrix is, have a look at the list, by the way, which I will, of course, put on the website so you can see all of these words. Have a look at the list and just check out Jimi Hendrix. He's an amazing guitarist. He's dead now. All these people are dead. I just like people who are dead. I have no respect for people who are alive. It's like, you know, why should I listen to musicians who are alive? You know, what have they done? They're not even dead yet. Jazz is the next one. Jazz, beginning with a J. Why did I write down jazz? It's quite good music, really. But it's not just jazz. It's like, you know, any good music that came out of America in the sort of 60s and stuff. It was all good, not just the jazz stuff. Miles Davis is my favourite. If you're a jazz fan, Miles Davis, that's the one that I like. And I love In a Silent Way, In a Silent Way by Miles Davis. Listen to it, it's nice. It's quite avant-garde, a bit weird, but really nice. Jogging is the next item on my list, jogging. Now, this may be the most popular form of entertainment in the... not entertainment. It's not entertaining, is it? What's entertaining about watching someone sweating, you know? Jogging, yes, it's maybe the most popular form of exercise. It's so simple. All you need is just a pair of feet and somewhere to use them, you know, like a street or a park or something. But I do see people jogging and I do kind of think, what's the point? Why don't they do something like play a game of football? I know, it's fine, like jogging's great and everything. But sometimes I look at joggers and I can't help feeling like they're running away from something. You know, like there's been a zombie attack somewhere, like an outbreak of zombies, and they're just running away. Because some of these joggers, I know it's quite hard to jog, it's very exhausting. Some joggers just look really exhausted, you know, like really, like they're having a really hard time. You know, like they're really traumatized and exhausted by the jogging. And it looks to me like they're sort of escaping from a zombie attack. Maybe that's just me. You know, that kind of like, you know, I see people running around in London, running through the streets, sweating, you know, in traumatised and sweating. And I'm like, oh my God, have the zombies landed or what? What's going on? And they're just doing it for exercise. Ironically, they're often doing it to make themselves look good, you know, because they want to be fit and healthy and look good. And yet, in order to look good, first, you have to make yourself look like an idiot. Isn't it weird? It's ironic, isn't it? Next item on the J list is Steve Jobs, and continues to be a popular guy, and everyone's got something to say about Steve Jobs. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about it too much because I've already talked about Steve Jobs, but apparently he was a very, very single-minded guy who basically was just totally focused on getting what he wanted. There's a good book about him, apparently. My cousin Ollie read it. Apparently it's brilliant. Next item, Keith Richards, guitarist in the Rolling Stones. Bit of a legend. He survived despite taking pretty much every drug that's ever existed. I think Bill Hicks said about Keith Richards that after a nuclear holocaust, the only thing that will be left will be Keith and cockroaches. So it's like he's indestructible, Keith Richards. You can't destroy him. I feel like we should probably use Keith Richards in an emergency. You know, like if there's some kind of war, like if you know, aliens attack, just send Keith Richards in. He's indestructible. He'll take them all down, no problem. And at the end of it, he'll probably come out with some really good piece of music. Next K on the list is Keith Moon. And Keith Moon is used to be the drummer in The Who, but he's dead. Another dead guy on my list. What's the matter with me? I just keep listing dead guys. Anyway, Keith Moon was a really good drummer. K is kissing, because, you know, that's nice, isn't it? Kissing, it is nice. But there's several types of kissing. You've got to make sure that you kiss in the right way. You know, kiss in the appropriate way, because there's no good, like, when you get introduced to someone's friend, you've got to make sure you give the appropriate type of kiss in that situation. Don't, for example, when you're introduced to a friend of a friend, don't French kiss that person. when the, you know, on your first meeting. No, you're meant to give them just a little peck on the cheek, maybe two pecks on the cheek. Don't go in there with a French kiss, with your tongue sticking out and everything, because that's just social suicide, what you're doing there. Next is L, and that, I'm going too slowly. I need to speed up. Right, L, that's my name, Luke. And students always seem to confuse me, my name. So they can't say it and they can't write it. So I get lots of emails saying, oh, thanks, Luck. So a lot of people call me Luck or Teacher Luck, which is quite nice. You know, I don't mind being called Luck. It's quite nice, really. Look, Luke, you know, hilarious jokes like that. Look, it's Luke. Look at Luke, you know, Lucky Luke, that sort of thing. It's fine. It's just fine. Absolutely fine. I don't mind at all. Luck, though, just not my name, but the concept of luck. Does it really exist? Do we create our own luck? I think we are. I don't really believe in the idea of luck. I think that, you know, we create our own opportunities, don't we? Yeah, something like that. It's deep. Luck. Lazy is the next item on the list. Lazy. Sometimes I feel a bit lazy and then I feel guilty about it. Like, no, I can't waste my time on this earth because one day I'm going to be one of the dead guys on this list. So don't waste your time. Don't sit around being lazy. You've got to get out there, get off your ass and do things. Next item, lemon and lime. Bit of tea, I think. It's been a while. I haven't had a slurp of tea for a while. Oh, to be honest, that tea is a bit lukewarm now. Lukewarm. I've tweeted about that before. Lukewarm is an expression and it means not really hot enough, like a little bit warm. It's a sort of negative expression, lukewarm. It's like, oh, that tea's lukewarm. I don't like that expression because it's like using my name to say something negative. Oh, no, that tea's disgusting. It's lukewarm. Yeah, I never really liked that. So, lemon and lime. That's it. I just wrote those down. I'm not even going to say anything about them because, you know, what can you say about lemons and limes except that they do improve the taste of various drinks, cocktails and things. Okay, another dead guy on my list. Lennon, John Lennon. Yeah, we love John Lennon, of course. He was brilliant. I mean, again, that's a whole other podcast which I could do in the future. Next item on the list is mum. That's my mum. Thanks, mum. If you're listening to this, thanks for everything you've ever done for me. Just thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the packed lunches. Thanks for, you know, the haircuts. Thanks for sort of, I don't know, like picking me up when I fell over when I was a kid. Thanks for being patient with me when I was a teenager. Thanks for continuing to be patient with me now I'm an adult, apparently. Thanks for all the encouragement. Just thanks. Thanks for all of the, you know, the nutrients which you gave me when I, you know, before I was born, when I was still in the placenta. What am I doing? I'm talking about being in my mum's placenta. God, I must be sick or something today. Next item on the list is maths. I don't understand maths. I've never really been very good at mathematics. For example, I don't know why. You know, when you have... when you take 10 and you divide it by 3, you get 3.33333333333. Right, and that's an infinite number. That's 3.3 recurring. And what I don't understand is how can that be? How can you have an infinite number? How is that possible? You take 10, divide it by 3, boom, infinite number. I know that it doesn't work like that. That somehow, because they're all smaller and smaller, it's not really an infinite number. But if you look at it in a calculator, it's 3.3 recurring. 3 goes on forever. That's an infinite number. I just don't understand how that works. Okay, I've got a block. I'm going to chop it into... I've got a block which is 10 centimetres long. I'm going to chop it into 3 equal blocks. And pow! It becomes 3.3 recurring centimetres. That's like an infinite number of centimetres, isn't it? No, it's not. I mean, any maths expert out there will tell you that somehow it's not. But I don't get it. I don't understand why. Next item on the list is Monopoly, which is a board game which involves going round and buying properties and until you own all the properties. That's it. That's what I'm going to say. N is the next one, and that's nose. You know your nose? And I was just thinking, is your nose in the right place on your body? It could be anywhere, couldn't it? Is it in the right place? I suppose it is, and we're quite lucky that our nose is where it is, because it could be somewhere else, couldn't it, if you think about it? It could be, oh, I don't know, it could be sort of on your leg or something. And then that's not going to be a good place for you to smell. You know, like some insects, their ears are on their legs. You know, grasshoppers and things, they've got ears on their legs. Well, we're just quite lucky we don't have our nose on our knees or something. Because then, you know, whenever you kind of go to the toilet, when you're standing in the, you know, if you're a man, you're standing in the toilet, you're going to be able to smell the toilet. Yeah, it's not a very good idea, I know. But I'm just saying that we're quite lucky that our nose is where it is, because it could be, you know, it could be down right next to the bum. You know, it could be right next to our bum, couldn't it? And then every time you go to the toilet, then you're just going to, like, smell it a lot more graphically. Obviously, I don't know what animal would evolve with its nose just right next to its bum, like, literally next door. What animal would evolve like that? None of them. No animals have evolved like that, have they? Are there any animals, like, really weird little animals in the world that have got, like, a bum and a nose, like, right next to each other? I wonder. Probably are. I mean, there's lots of weird animals out there. But what would be the benefit of having your nose right next to, right parked, right next to your bum? There must be some benefit. I mean, you'd probably be able to smell, at least, whether you were healthy or not. If you went to the toilet, you'd be like, oh dear, I don't smell very healthy, I better change my diet. Maybe we'd be better if we did have a nose next to our bum. It's just an idea. You know, scientists, any scientists listening to this, think about it, okay? You might want to create a mouse with, like, a bum nose, you know, like a nose bum or something. So, like, part of the nose is responsible for pooing, and the other part is, like, responsible for monitoring the poo as it comes out, like, okay. It's like, yeah, I'm healthy, that's fine. I'm going to keep eating what I'm eating, because, you know, my bum nose, my nose bum tells me my diet is good. Or, oh, dear, no, I must stop eating oysters or something. I don't know, it's just an idea. I'm just suggesting things. I know if there are any scientists listening to this, you might want to go away and experiment and find out the benefits of putting a nose and a bum in the same place. Could turn out to be a good idea. Just received a message, ladies and gentlemen. Just received a message. What is it? Oh, it's on my Hotmail account. Oh, Podomatic update. Victoria became a follower of your podcast. Congratulations. Your podcast gained another follower, Victoria. Thanks, Victoria. Thanks for following the podcast. I hope you realise that sometimes I just talk nonsense like this. But that's fine. Thanks for following the podcast. I appreciate that. I hope you find it useful. And I do hope that you improve your English as a result, as a direct result of listening to this. Letter O, orange juice. It's the most popular juice, isn't it? Orange juice is the most popular juice. There are lots of different types of juices out there, but orange juice is number one. Why? Why is that? Is it just because it tastes better? Or is it because there are, like, more oranges? You know, all the supermarkets and the food companies are like, just keep pumping out the orange juice. We're never going to run out of this stuff. Just keep it coming. Keep the orange juice coming. That's it. We've got loads of them. What are we going to do with them, sir? I don't know. Just make them into juice. Just keep pumping the orange juice out. Eventually, we're going to run. Are we ever going to run out of orange juice? I don't think so. We've just got more orange juice than any other type of juice. Maybe that's why it's more popular. Or is it just because it's the best? I mean, it's kind of got a bland taste. I've had so much orange juice in my life. The orange juice now is like sort of neutral juice, isn't it? It's like the neutral kind of form of juice. And any other type of juice is an alternative to orange juice, isn't it? It's like, how about some grape juice? Oh, okay, grape juice. This is exotic. Why is it exotic? Just because it's not orange juice, basically. Okay, next item on the list is obstacles. An obstacle is like a barrier or something which is in your way. And I was thinking, do we make our own obstacles? Do we, like, create them ourselves, maybe in our attitudes? Like, if you want to achieve something and you kind of think, oh, no, but there are all these different obstacles in our way. Like, I can't become a millionaire because of all the different things that are standing in my way. Maybe we kind of create the obstacles in our minds, and what we need to do is kind of say, no, I can do it. And even if there are difficult things, I will overcome them. I don't know, it's just an idea, really. Next is opportunities. So opportunities, these are like those chances that you get to do something, or a chance to succeed in some way. And I was thinking maybe what we need to do is increase the possibility of finding opportunities. So stay open to opportunities. This is like that idea of creating your own luck. If you're open to opportunities, you're more likely to be lucky. You know, it's like if you're walking down the street and you kind of stop to investigate something that you see, then you're more likely to find some good luck, aren't you? With a positive mind. Whereas if you kind of like, oh, I'm not going to stop, I'm just going to go straight home because I just want to sit down and surf the internet. You know, I don't trust anyone. I don't want to stop. I'm just going to go home. You're less likely to be lucky. I don't know. I know there's an idea in there somewhere. There's some kind of deeply clever idea about the nature of luck and the nature of opportunity. I haven't really developed it. I haven't thought it through yet. Oh, God, this is going to be the longest podcast in the world. Okay, right, I'm going to rifle through the next letters and just say one thing about each one. P, the police. A lot of people hate the police. They call them the pigs. Pigs. Oi, pig! You pig scum! Are they bad? Are they good? I don't know, really. It depends, doesn't it? Depend on which side of the law you're on. Of course, if you're a criminal, you're going to hate the police, aren't you? But if you're a law-abiding citizen, then you're going to sort of you're going to think they're all right. It's really a question of where you stand with the law, isn't it? So it's not just a case of having a go at the police. It's having a go at the law, isn't it? But then again, some police, they abuse their power. Just because they're police officers, they start bashing people over the head because they like to beat people up. So, anyway, but generally speaking, I think the police are pretty good because they help to keep society safe. Where would we be without the police? Well, probably in the bank, taking all the money. So, that's certainly where I would be. It's not, of course. I'm just joking. okay, next is the police. So not just police, but the police. I mean the band. You know, Sting, Stuart Copeland, Andy Summers. Brilliant band. That's it. That's all I've got to say. Next is pressure. Pressure, you know? Stress, pressure. It's horrible, isn't it? Yeah, sure is. Next one on the list is Q. That's the Queen. The Queen, head of state. And, of course, a famous rock band starring Freddie Mercury. Which is better, Queen or the Queen? I don't know. I'm not sure which one. If I had to get rid of one, would I keep the Queen or would I keep Queen the band? I'm not sure, really, because I do like their songs. I think they're really good. But also, I quite like the Queen because I think she's good for tourism. So I'm not sure which one I'd keep. I suppose I'd probably keep the Queen because I think she's somehow more important than Queen. But I do like Queen. I love that track, Another One Bites the Dust. And if I got rid of Queen, I'd never be able to hear that again. So it's a difficult debate, that. Would you keep the Queen, or would you keep Queen the rock band? Let me know. Leave a comment. Tell me, would you rather we had Queen the band, or the Queen the monarch? It's a big question. Yeah, they should debate that in the Houses of Parliament. Next cue is qualifications. These are those things that you get at university. Quite important for your career. Fine, good. Next cue is questions. Questions, questions. As a learner of English, you probably should be asking lots of questions all the time. In fact, you should probably accept that there are more questions than answers in many cases. So you should be questioning everything about the language. Like, why do we use a gerund after this word? Why do we use an infinitive? Keep asking questions, you're likely to find answers. So just keep looking for questions. Don't look for answers, look for questions. It's a good way of keeping yourself open to the language. You're more likely to learn if you're constantly questioning. So don't stop questioning, don't stop asking questions. It'll help you to find answers. Next is respect, R, the letter R, respect. And if you're in the mafia, somehow respect is deeply important. I don't know why. Like, in the mafia, it's like,
You show me no respect. I had no choice but to whack him. He disrespected me.
Why are mafia guys so insecure that if someone disrespects you, you have to kill them? You know, just chill out. Get over it, mate. You know, build a bridge. Get over it. Just because someone disrespected you doesn't mean you have to go out and kill them. Grow up. God, how sensitive are mafia guys, honestly. Remember and remind. Next words are remember and remind. Just the difference between remember and remind. Remember something obviously means don't forget. Remind is like remind someone. That's help someone to remember, okay? I'm going to come back to that in a later episode of the podcast where I talk about words which are commonly confused. Next R is random. Random. A bit like this episode of the podcast. It's pretty random. I think I might call this episode Random A to Z. We'll see if I do decide to do that later on. I might just call it A to Z. Might call it Random A to Z. We'll see. S, Stones, Rolling Stones. Really good band. That's it. The next one, Stone. A stone. That's a stone in your shoe. You know, if you're walking along, you get a little stone in your shoe. Isn't that annoying? It sure is, isn't it? Okay, next S is stupid. This is stupid. Don't be so stupid, you stupid idiot. Okay, fine. Next, I think my neighbour can hear me. Another time when my neighbour can hear me. My neighbour must think I'm mental. Really, what is he talking about? That mental person upstairs. Well, sorry, neighbour, if you're listening to this, but you know, I'm recording Luke's English podcast. What are you doing? You're just sitting there, watching TV or something. Maybe you're the mental one. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Next S is the word sorry, which I've talked about before. Very commonly used word. It's got two meanings, really, hasn't it? Or two uses. One of them is like, oh, sorry, and the other one is sorry, which is like, you know. Shut up, I'm not sorry. Oh, sorry, mate. Sarcasm. Next T is trailers. I'm talking about movie trailers. You know those, like, clips before a movie comes out? You see movie trailers. If you go to the cinema to see a movie, you get all the trailers at the beginning. I love the trailers because they're always the same. And certainly in English, you always have that movie trailer voice, which is like, one man, one world. That sort of thing, you know, he was just a man. It's always that sort of thing, like, he was just a man. One guy, one MP3 recorder. Okay, I'm going insane, aren't I? Next is trees. Trees, beginning with a T. Trees, they're important. Help to produce oxygen and deal with carbon dioxide. Oh, dear. You must think, listening to this, I'm sure some of you listening to this are thinking, what's happened to Luke? He's lost his mind. I think it's just because I'm in quite a good mood, because I'm going to go on holiday. So I knew that I had to do a podcast tonight, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't be able to do one for a couple of weeks. And so that would be like 2 weeks of silence, of nothing. But I don't have enough time to produce a proper, organised episode of Luke's English podcast. So instead, I'm just doing this. I'm just kind of talking complete nonsense for an hour and 17 minutes. Goodness me. If anyone is still listening to this, well done. Well done, you, for continuing to listen to this utter drivel which I'm producing this evening. You know what? I'm actually very modest, to be honest with you. I'm very modest, and I always say these things, oh, it's stupid, it's nonsense, I must be mad. Actually, I know for a fact that this is actually a work of genius, this episode. And, you know, just by listening to it, I can feel that your English is already improving rapidly. Just a direct result of exposing yourself to this episode. Imagine if you hadn't listened to this episode, would your English be better than if you had listened to it? Well, I think we can be sure that listening to this certainly somehow is better than not listening to it, right? You know, listening to English like this is bound to be good for you. So next item on the list is underwear. You know, the stuff that we wear under our clothes, underwear, pants and things? I wrote underwear because I was going to say something about going commando. To go commando is when you don't wear underwear, right? We call it going commando. So if you go out, you just wear a pair of jeans, but you don't wear some pants underneath, we say that you're going commando. Now, I've never really understood why we call it going commando, because I, as far as I know, commandos... Do commandos wear underpants? I think so. I think they do. But, yeah, going commando. So, yeah, I don't know if there are commandos out there without underpants. Why would commandos not wear underpants anyway? What is it about being a commando which means that underpants are either unnecessary or somehow problematic for you? You know, if you're sort of secretly invading a military compound, why would wearing underpants sort of make it more difficult for you? I don't know. But anyway, nevertheless, we still call it going commando. The next letter is U, still on U, and underground. Well, the underground, the London Underground. I've talked about that with my cousin and with Pasquale before, so go back to that episode and listen to it. You can learn all the right and wrong ways to use the London Underground. OK, we're nearly at the end. We're on to V. V here is for violence. Violence, that's right, kind of... and I just thought, in movies, there's lots of violence. Why is that? Like, all these action movies, there's, like, so much violence. You know, you see people like Liam Neeson sort of punching people in the face, you know. You get someone like, I don't know, Matt Damon punching someone's teeth down their throat. I think it's because we love violence, you know, as people. We just absolutely love watching someone getting their teeth punched down their throat, don't we? We must do. We must do, because we all love watching it in the movies. We all like, oh, no. In life, we're like, oh, no, violence is wrong. Oh, I don't believe in violence. But we love nothing more than watching Matt Damon punch the teeth of some terrorist down his throat, don't we? We do. We certainly do. I do, anyway. I would pay £10 to watch Matt Damon punch someone's teeth down their throat. Not in, you know, it wouldn't just be that. It wouldn't be 2 hours of, like, just Matt Damon punching someone's teeth, like, each individual tooth. Like, you know, for 2 hours, that would have to be a lot of teeth. It might be a crocodile, maybe. I probably would pay £10 to watch 2 hours of Matt Damon punching a crocodile's teeth, one by one, down its throat. Because that would be exciting. That would be a good movie, because you'd think to yourself, how is he going to do this? Because surely at some point in the next 2 hours, that crocodile is going to bite Matt Damon's hand off. And then what's he going to do? Well, he'd probably use the other hand. He'd use his left hand and keep punching the teeth down the throat. But eventually he's going to lose his left hand too. And then what's he going to do? Just kick the teeth down the throat? That's not fair, is it? It's not fair. You'd have to headbutt the crocodile's teeth down its throat. Yeah. This is the kind of insightful commentary that you can expect on Luke's English Podcast. If this is the first time you've listened to this, then, to be honest, I don't often talk about headbutting a crocodile's teeth down its own throat. It's not the sort of main stuff that I do on this podcast. Just honestly, believe me, listen to some of the other episodes. You'll learn phrasal verbs and stuff. It's brilliant. I don't just talk about punching the teeth of animals down their own throats, okay? Good. Next item on the list is W. We're nearly at the end. I can see the end coming. W, Women's Day. Women's Day, right? That was recently. We had Women's Day. And I just think, isn't that really patronising? That, yeah, okay, yeah, you can have a day, fine. Yeah, you can have your own day. Does this mean that, like, the rest of the days in the year are men's days? How come women only get one day a year? You know? Why don't they get half? In fact, why don't they get 51% of the days? In fact, why are we dealing out days? How do you give a day to someone anyway? Why are we dealing out days between men and women? This is ridiculous. There shouldn't be a women's day. And there shouldn't really be a man's day. Except for the fact that maybe we have Women's Day because we still don't have equality between men and women. And what Women's Day does is it highlights the fact that women don't have equal rights. They should, shouldn't they? Now, if you think that they shouldn't have equal rights, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Because women are people just like everyone else. Sure, you know, they're crazy. You know, they're crazy and stuff, and they can be a bit annoying from time to time, but we love them deeply, and where would we be without them? Well, we wouldn't exist. So all these women, why do they have their own day? It's crazy. They should have at least half, if not more, of the days in the year. That's if we're dealing out days, and I don't think we are dealing out days between men and women. It's like, what is it, a divorce? Are we separating our record collection here? It's like, okay, you can have these days and I'll have these days. Why do I get all the winter days? Okay, well, you can have some of the days in summer. You can have all the odd-numbered days and I'll have all the even-numbered days. Is that good? You know, why are we even dealing out days between men and women? I don't get it. Next on the list is W. Wookiee. Wookiee, that's, you know, Chewbacca from Star Wars. He was a Wookiee. Yeah, okay. I don't know why I wrote that down. I just love Star Wars. I think that's what it was. Maybe it was just because I wanted to do my Wookiee impression. You know Chewbacca from Star Wars? Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and try and do a really good Wookiee impression because I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting your time. I'm not going to do it. Okay, next item on the list is the word why. Just, that's it, why. And that, I think, is a pertinent question. Why? Just why? You could ask that of any situation, particularly this one. You might, in fact, want to write that as a comment on this podcast. Just why? Why, Luke? Why? Next one. Now, we're getting into the X's here. And to be honest, there aren't that many words that I can think of that begin with X. Xylophone. It's a musical instrument. You know, ding, 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 ding. Xylophone. That begins with an X. X-Men. You know, the X-Men, the movie. It's a pretty good film. Not as good as it should have been. The comics are better. The X-Men. And actually, it made me think of, like, X-Men, like X-Men, and then X-Men, like ladyboys. You know, they used to be men. They're X-Men. Huh. I was too lazy to even turn that into a joke. But in a way, what I'm doing there is I'm giving the ingredients of a joke to you, and it's up to you to go away and make that into a good joke, okay? So you've got X-Men, X-Men, the superheroes, and then you've got X-Men. These are guys who used to be men, and now they're women. They had a sex change. They're X-Men. The X-Men and X-Men. You see what I've done? See what you can do with that? Those are the two prime ingredients for a fantastic joke. Now you just have to go away and think about it, okay? Okay, right, I'm going to give you an idea for a joke. It could be something like, what are the best transgender superheroes? Or what are the best sex change superheroes? The X-Men. Okay, let's move on. Xbox. Pretty good. I prefer PlayStation myself. Why is Yesterday? I don't know why I wrote that. I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, it's a song. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Okay, I'm slowly going mad. I must be. I'm just excited about my holiday, I think. Next one is yes. That begins with a Y. Yes. Generically positive word. Yes. I think we should say yes a lot more. In fact, there's a book called Yes Man. It's about a guy who decides that whenever anyone asks him a question, he's going to say yes to it. They made it into a film with Jim Carrey. Apparently not a very good film. But the book is good. Danny Wallace, Yes Man. Buy it. Read it. Improve your English. Become more positive. I can't even speak English. I need to end this podcast as soon as I can because it's, oh my God, it's an hour and a half. Are you going to listen to this? If anyone has listened to all of this, you should get an award. You should get some kind of special award and not just a dictionary, like a medal, some kind of trophy which said, congratulations, you listened to the longest episode of Luke's English podcast that has ever been recorded. Next item on the list is the word yellow. Again, just the first word that came into my head. Yellow, of course, is a colour. We associate the word yellow with cowardice for some reason. If you're not brave, if you're a coward, you're called yellow. Why is that? I don't know. Maybe someone knows. Write a comment. You probably won't. People don't seem to write that many comments. I get like 3,000 to 4,000 listens or 3,000 to 4,000 downloads a day, and hardly any comments. Well, I don't understand it. Some weird things about my statistics that I don't understand. One, why are so many people listening to this kind of thing? And secondly, if so many people listen, how come not enough people write comments? I think maybe it's just because, you know, being learners of English, they're more interested in listening rather than commenting. And it's not a kind of, you know, it's not a sort of commenty kind of thing, is it? It's more of a the sort of thing you just listen to rather than having big debates. It's not like YouTube. I get loads of comments on my YouTube videos, so maybe it's more something like that. Okay, next item is zebra, because I'm in the Z zone now. Zebra, of course, begins with a Z. Zoo. I can't think of many words that begin with Z. Zen, you know, like in the sort of Buddhist meditation, Zen. Okay, that's it. That's it. I've finished. I've finally finished that crazy episode of the podcast. My tea is here. It's gone cold now. I don't care. I'm going to drink it anyway. So, yeah, this is just like the last thing I'm going to do is drink this cup of tea, and then I'm going to say goodbye. So you just bear with me. Hold on. Okay, not too bad, even though it's cold. It was quite nice. That's it. That's the end of this ridiculous episode of Luke's English Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Do leave some comments and do enter my competition. You could win a dictionary. Okay, that's it. Thanks very much. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to this ridiculously long episode of Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.